the Hilchas Mikvois, so the horse spells it out. Doesn't matter whether the Nekev is, whether the Nekev is relatively high in the wall, or the Nekev is relatively low in the wall, it still does not involve the Psul of Zeichlin. When is Zeichlin? As the horse said before, when all the water is Zeichlin. Like Mimayo, like Chavosh or Shani. But just because it leaks out, that does not constitute Zeichlin. I mean, so this is what he says. What is amazing is that, and in Chubas Rosh, Klaal Amid Aleph, Simin Aleph, so he says it even more explicitly. So what is amazing is that the Grohl, the Be'il HaGrohl, in Simin Reish Aleph, Os Tzadik Aleph. So the Grohl says that the Rosh himself, if the Rosh himself agrees with the second pshat of the Rosh in the Rash Shiti, namely, that when does the Psul of Zeichlin apply? Only when the Nekev is relatively low in the wall. Then the Rosh agrees with that Shiti. And it's not only the Birak Rosh says that in the Rosh, you will soon see that the Tur mentions B'Shem Rosh, that if the Nekev is relatively high in the wall, so then it doesn't involve the Psul of Zeichlin. Only when the Nekev in the wall of the Mikveh is relatively low in the wall, so that in due course Memsor will not remain in the Mikveh. But the question is, doesn't the Rosh say with so many words that according to him, who famous said, in which say mikve, shemim of yeitzi lechut, shemim yeitzi lechut. So the tzedach tzedek. So that's why. So it's ikashe against the Gor. How can the Gor say? But he has a kind of insight. The tour mentions that in the name of the Rosh. But tzedach tzedek in simen kuf samadalet and kimen in sim shube kuf samachay. So he mentions Kamarayas, that the Rosh Shiti means that the Psul of Zeichlin does applies only to a case where the water is totally Zeichlin, like Chavos of Shomim. But where it's Zeichlin because there is an Eket, even if it's very low in the wall, and in the course of an hour, let's say, all the water will leak out. But if a person is staying there before it leaks out, and Memsor are still there, so it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling. So he mentions Kamarayas. So what is this? So why does the Torah say in the name of the Rosh that it's not possible? It's not possible where the Nekev is very high in the wall, implying that where it's very low in the wall, so then it is possible, because even though the Rosh Shiti is like that, but the Rosh, because of Chumre of the Isanide and so on, so the Rosh is Cheshish for the Shita of the Rosh. So the Tur mentions it in the name of the Rosh because the Rosh is Cheshish for the Shita of the Rosh. But the Rosh's own Shita, so in other words, Lemaise, the Rosh doesn't want anyone to rely on Ishi, Likur, because of the Shita of the Rosh. But according to his Shita, even if the Nekev will be very low in the wall, it will still not involve the Psul of Zeichlin. Because Zeichlin only means that the water in total is Zeichlin. The way Mimayo is Zeichlin. Let's say in the case of Chavos of Shomim. So there all the water is Zeichlin. It flows, you know, with such a swiftness that all the water will in another minute or two, so you won't have any water. So if a person is stable in that water of the harbors of Shoshomim, while it flows with such unusual swiftness, then it really is not a good feeling. But if the water in total is not Zeichel, but it leaks out drop by drop, it doesn't develop. Who says that explicitly? I mean, so that no one could say that even according to that tradition, so it involves the soul of Zeichel, and if it leaks out, that's the Eshkel. There's the Raivid of Ishi in Simen Sash. He said it explicitly. But But the Tzemach Tzedek proves that this is also the Shita of the Rosh, and the Rosh says so. The Rosh says so. Okay. Now then he says, Ro'yisra Rambam Pirush Noyum Kugoy Mishnezu. Now again, he says the same thing in the Jewish Rosh, even more explicitly. In Kuala Medalev Simandalev. And then you'll see in the Piskei, the Kitza Piskei Rosh. Now the Kitza Piskei Rosh was written, was composed by the Tur. And the Tur himself mentions with Sulisim. The Tur himself mentions in the name of the Rosh that if there is an Ekev relatively high in the wall, it doesn't involve the Tzor Zechle. Thus implying if it's relatively low in the wall, it doesn't involve. But still, in the Piskei Rosh, you have to quote paragraph Yudalev, Kitzo Piskei Rosh, that was written by the Tur. Paragraph Yudal, Mikre Shemizdak, Echod Meha Keisle, Vamayim Yezim Derech Hazdokim, Peisle Meisim, Vadeini Yobi Orosh Machshia. Does he say, Vamayim Yezim Derech Hazdokim, Vafilu Leachar Sheyezu Kol Amayim Derech Hazdokim, Yishua Umem, so he doesn't say that. He doesn't qualify it. So that means in all cases, whether in due course, Memso will remain, or Memso will not remain, even if in due course not a tipple of water will remain. In other words, it's very low. It's very low, very low in the wall of the mikveh, close to the shulayim of the mikveh. So it's still kosher. Even at the time of the tefillah, there is Memso. There is Memso. That's how it passes. Now let's see the lashon. In America in the last 40 years, I would say, revolve around the problem of Schir. The Hungarian Rabbonim are very big machmir in Schir. Very big machmir. The Hungarian Rabbonim, so they have their own approach. In certain things they are very machmir, and in certain things they are very makil. I mean, let's say, in regard to the Issa Chodosh, no, they are makil, so it's not the. It's not only that it's a hetagomo to eat chodosh, it's even an avera to eat yoshi. It's yure. It's yure. And they'll quote, this one, that one. You know, you can always quote. If you want to be matter, you can always quote. There is nothing that you can't quote as a source for everything. Oh, but in respect to Schile, they are very big machir. Very big machir. Of course, they deserve a lot of credit. Because of the Hungarian Rabbonim, that's why they are mikvahs all over America. I mean, I'm not criticizing them, Chassid Sholem. I mean, I'm only criticizing them for the lenient attitude they have towards other things like Chodosh, which according to most Rishonim, except three, and according to Pesach and the Mechaber and Ramo and all the Poskim, so it involves a Nisa D'Raisa, like eating Chaza, the same way. And still, I mean, just because they were not Zohar, so it's even worse to observe Yosh. I'm criticizing them for that, but I'm not criticizing that. I am giving them a lot of credit for what they did in Kvoros. They accomplished great things, as I mentioned last time, 50 years ago. So, except in the New York area, New York, Boston, I mean, in Connecticut, in the west and in the south, so most of the mikvahs, so the water was transmitted through the water system. I mean, I'm not saying that very soil will matter, I mean, because there was a situation, but the Hungarian Rabbonim very changed it. I mean, I don't think that in all of America, whether North America or in South America, there is a single mikveh where the water is transmitted through the water system. I mean, they accomplished a great deal in the area of mikvahs. So most of the problems revolved in the last 40 years around Tzchir. And even many machlekes, so were also because of the Tzchir problem. Cook tests on the base. Simmerichal. The seventh line from the top. Mikveh shenizdak. Cook tests on the base. Mikveh shenizdak echot mikeswa. Vamai yetzin derech hasedek. Yeish beis lemeisom. Afil yeish bei kama soin. Being she is shallow, but then so, Aha she leaves you there, Hasselet. If she came and she might well leave, we know in what is, Rosh of Kulich is a Vadin Yogi or Rosa or Kosav, Vada in Shoah will be men so, Aha she leaves you so, there Hasselet, Kosh, I will be Shoah will be men so impossible. So he mentioned the name of Rosh, and that's why we grow in no study base. But the Tzemach Tzedek mentions, I mean, it's not the Tzemach Tzedek mentions, I mean, the Rosh says it in Yochitz Mikvoyes, and even more so in the Kuala Medalev, Simen Dalet. So we have to say, that's what the Tzemach Tzedek says, Yikuf Samadalev, Yikuf Samachem, that when he says, I will show you, so impossible, because the Rosh is chayshish for the Shita Drash. He's chayshish, but his own Shita, so only the Chumah. So, but his own shita is that it's kosher, and the psul of zechli is only when all the water is zechli, like the shita of the Eshel, the simon zak. All right, now let's see what the Machaber says. Simon reishal, sifnun, mikve shel mekshami, shel nifratz echot mikesvo, v'amayim yetzim derech hasedek. In Yeshua Rubei Memzo Achash Neitzuk Soso Shad Hasedek Kosher V'im Lav Poso Mishum Dehav Vei Zeichoi Vei Mikve Mitaya Vei Zeichoi V'yeish Machmiri. Oh, so the Mechaber Paskins that if she nifratz echot miksolo V'amayim Yeitzin Derech Hasedek Im Yeshua Rubei Memzo Achash Neitzuk Soso Shad Hasedek Kosher V'im Lav Poso. So, in other words, like the second pshat in the Rosh, in the Rash, the second pshat of the Rosh in the Rash, that only the Nekev is relatively low, where in due course, Memso will not remain. But if it's high in the wall, that even in due course, Memso will remain beneath the Nekev, then it's kosher. Then it's kosher. Now, who V'yeish mi shein mechalo yikach. Who is that shite? So that's the last shite according to the first loshen in the Hosh. But the Hosh says that the last shite is not like that. But then the Mordechai in Hilchas Mikvois, it's very long. I think it's Simen Top Shin Mem He. I mean, it's still there. You also have simonim. I mean, paragraphs. It's not. It's certain paragraphs. Paragraphs Simen Top Shin Mem He. Yes, Mordechai Shulei Simen Top Shin Mem He. So he says that that's the biggest chumra. That even if the lekeh is very high in the world. Very high in the world, so it is still possible, and even if the tefillah will take place in the mayim atachdeinim, it's still possible because it's one water with aruch avir, and also the Rashbo in Shaar HaMayim Siman Dalet. Shamayim, some Teres Abayis you don't have the Shamayim, but in other Teres Abayis you have at the end the Shamayim. So the Rashbo in Shamayim says the same thing. So that's the Shita V'yesh Mi Shein Mechalo Mikach. V'yesh Mi She. No, one second. I'm sorry. Not Yesh Mechalo Mikach. I'm sorry. Now the Mechaba passed in slack, not like the Rashbo, but then the Rambam says V'yeish machmirim afilu im nishal memso ad aserik V'yeish lochosh l'divreyem l'chatchile listim aserik tu b'shem yishemrim. The two mentions that yishemrim, that's the Rashbo shite in Shalmayim V'rash u'besyose b'shem amodach. Besyose b'shem amodach ha'yolayit. But when he says Rash, so it's not just about the poshut, because there are two pshat in the Rash by the Rosh. But the Rambam, I don't know whether it's the Rambam's own Rosh or somebody else put it in Rash, because actually the Rosh says that the Rash is not like that, or whatever. So he says, the Rash who be Yosef Shema Modach. So the Rambam passes lechum, the Tzchile Asers passes, even if the Neke is very low in the world. Is very low in the world. Now, because of that, so we have a problem with Mikvois. Now, according to the Psak of the Rambam, even though the Rambam says, V'yishloch ish v'yivrem l'chadchila v'istim ha-serek. In other words, the Eved is not the Pasuk, but we are Machm, that there shouldn't be any Serek. Now, the problem arises in the Machlekes, arises in the city between Machmirim and Mechilim, where in the case where there is Ischile. Now, if there is a real schile that is in careless lying, anybody can see that slowly but surely it breaks out. So then nobody will be making. Even though the Rambam says, V'yishloch is l'divrei l'chatchile, but we are machmir. We will not allow such a mikre to be used. Even if it's high in the world, if it's a schile in careless. The question is, the problem arises when it cannot even. The schile cannot even be seen. The schile cannot even be seen. And the schile can only be seen, let's say, when you look. If the schile can be seen, let's say, you start watching the level of the water, and you stand there, let's say, for half an hour, and you see that the level changes. Let's say it was here, it was up to here, an hour, and then, after watching it for an hour, you'll see the level is up to here. So of course no one will be mattering. Even if the neket in the wall happens to be high in the wall. But suppose it's a schlushing chalice, you can stand there all day and you will not observe. But if you will crawl into the basement and then you will see that some drops of water outside the wall leak out, there is some moisture. That is a schilo sheinikas. So of course there is no basis to pass a schilo sheinikas, because the mechaber himself says in Siman Nun Nika b'amikve u'meimov netri miat miat u'nivloim bikarka miat miat kosher lifi shein schilo sheinikas.
So the Mechaber himself, who says that his Chiloshim Nikaris doesn't matter? This is the Rashba, Nishara Mai, at the end of Tiras Abayis. Now, so that means his Chiloshim Nikaris, now the problem arises, what is his Chiloshim Nikaris and what is his Chiloshim Nikaris? Now, so there are some who say that his Chiloshim Nikaris is only that kind of his Chiloshim which can be observed readily by standing outside and looking at the surface of the water, at the upper surface of the water, and you observe, you measure it, and you see, let's say, you're coming, let's say, at 1 o'clock, and you see that the level reaches up to here. Then you come in, let's say, 6 hours later, and you see that the level reaches a little below it. So then it's a school of chaos. But if when you come in day after day and you can't immediately detect by just looking that there was a change, a lowering of the level, so that's a school of chaos. There are some poskim who say that. The Niels Docker says that. So even though the naked in the wall happens to be like the Shveras Amin. But if you cannot see it with the naked eye, observe it immediately, so then it's considered as Chiloshim Nikaris. However, the Tzemach Tzedek himself, he says that what is considered Chiloshim Nikaris, if the naked in the wall is less than Shveras Amin. But if it is Shveras Amin, if the naked in the wall is Shifaras Amei, then it's considered a Schil Nikaris. The Gituletare, that's one of the Svoi and the Kvois. The Gituletare, he's the biggest man. And he is, he says that Schil Hashem Nikaris is only the Nekef is Kimeitzi Mashke. But if it is Kimeitzi Mashke, so then it's considered Schil Nikaris. In other words, the Gabi Kabbalah Stume, so we have two shulim. Let's say Yidmei Kelim, Cheres, that is Miyuchad Umayim. Suppose there is a very tiny necker, so that water leaks out from it, but water will not penetrate into the kelim, because it's so small. So that is not Mafkia Kabbalah Stume. Unless it's a gister of the Pecharis. In other words, if it is, let's say, you have it once Pecharis, and then it broke into fragments, but the fragments are capable of fulfilling the Melach L'Oresheino, so then it's still a Kabbalah on the basis of gister of the Pecharis. But suppose in that gister there is an Ekev, So then it's mafkia tumah. But if it's in Kili Shoreh, so a nekev kimeitzi mashke is not mafkia kabbalah tumah. But a nekev kimeitzi mashke, if the kelim is miyuchad with kabbalah mayim, is mafkia kabbalah tumah. So the Gittumah Tare says, if the nekev is so small that it's kimeitzi mashke, the nekev in the wall of the mikveh is so small that it's kimeitzi mashke, so then it's chiloshim nikaris. But if it's kikeles mashke, then it's chiloshim nikaris. That's the biggest chumra in chiloshim nikaris. But then there is another chumra in chiloshim nikaris, because even though the mechaba passes like the Rashba, nikaf hamikveh umim of mitzvim miat miat oy libloim bikarka miat miat kosher. If you say ischiloso nikaris, what's a nikaris? That ischiloso nikaris does not pass on. So, but the Gro is chelikanimcha. The Gro in Rosta the Gro, he says. Now this thing that the Mechaba mentions is mentioned by the Rashba in Charamayim, that ischiloso nikaris, so it doesn't pass. But the Gros says, the Rashba says that Shite, because the Rashba Shite is, that not like the Mechaba's Pesach. The Mechaba passed in Sifrin, Mikveh Shal Mikshomim Shenit, Vatzachot Miksolah. והמי נעצים דרך הסדק אם נשאר אבו ממסוח אשר יצוק סוסון של הסדק קושה ואם לא פוסלו משם דאב לזה יכולים ואם מקווה מתאיה בזה יכולים ואם מקווה מתאיה בזה יכולים so it's only possible if the decay is relatively low in the world but if it's high in the world so it's not possible Masheikin is the Psachon Chava but that's like the second pshat in the Rosh the second pshat of the Rosh in the Rash the second pshat of the Rosh in the Rash that's how the Chava passes but the Rash Boshite in Shahamayni is like the first pshat of the Rosh in the Rash that a Nekev in the world will involve the Psul of Schile even if the Nekev is relatively high in the world so that even in due course they'll always remain beneath the Nekev Memso or more than Memso so even in that case the Rashba says it involves the Psul of Schile it involves the Psul of Schile so Memele the Goyen says the Rashba Nishitose who holds that the psul of schile applies even to the case where the nekev in the wall is relatively low in the wall so he says that's only if it's schile nikaris but if it's schile shein nikaris he doesn't pass mashenki the mechaber he doesn't pass like that and he passes that the nekev in the wall the nekev in the wall passes only if it's relatively low in the world, not if it's relatively high in the world. So if it's relatively, so he says, so in the case where it's where it's relatively low in the world, so that in due course memso will not remain. So even if the schile is a schile shein mikaris, it will also pass. So the Mechabot, the Rambam in Ostalivov says, given the Mechabot Mui, the Rashbo Kosaf Meshitosei, this will be Kipirush Arash, Adol if Mashi Kosaf, Bisivakil, Kipirush Arash, it means like the first Pshat of the Rosh in Arash, Adol if Mashi Kosaf, Bisivakil, the Nifzal, Elohim came when he showed your Memso, the Oz, Abihai Gav, the Apostle, but even though the Rambam himself Paskins like Rashbo, so the Rosh says the Rambam only is chishis lechatchile, but the Eved he doesn't paskin like Rashbo. The Rambam himself will be made that the Eved, if the Nekev, if a big Nekev will be relatively high in the world, he will not paskin. So, but the Meila that means that according to the Shita of the Psak of the Mechaber that the Nekev that Nekev relatively high in the world doesn't pass but only Nekev relatively low in the world passes that means low in the world means that in due course there won't be Memso left so as long as in due course Memso will not be left so what do I care whether the Schil is the Keres or any Keres the main thing is that ultimately the Mikveh will have less than Memso so Mele even if ultimately the mikveh will have less than memso because of ischir shel ikeres it still should pass so that means that according to the goal and this is the biggest comment that means that according to the goal if there is a nekev in the wall relatively low that in due course, let's say, after a year, or after 3 years, or after 10 years, there is no shia. As long as in due course, the memso will not remain in the mikveh, unless some improvement is made in the construction of the wall of the mikveh. So, as long as without any action being taken, so in due course, all the water in the mikveh will leak out, and then so will not remain, even if it will be a year later, or 5 years later, or 10 years later, or 20 years later. So then, according to the law, it will be possible. It will be possible, even though the schil is chilashim because as long as it's destined
to be nischal and not to have them soul. So it involves the soul of Zeh. Now, the Tzemach Tzedek in the Tshuvos, he mentions the Gro and the Ismasik and the Gro, because the Gro Shite involves a very big Chumrah. Because if we are going to follow up the Gro Shite, so then it's very difficult to have mikvahs. It's very difficult to have mikvahs in America. Now, in the mikvahs in Vilna, so they're all makpid and the Shite Sangro. But in the other European towns, so no one was makpid on the Shite Sangro. Because first of all, the Psak of the Mechaber is Geneged. And all the poskim disagree with the Shite Sangro. But in Vilna, so they were makpid on the Shite Sangro. But it's not easy. It's not easy. So this is the but that Tzemach Tzedek himself points out, and the other poskim point out, that even according to the Gro, who says that Tzchilosh in Mikeres passes, but it will certainly not involve Ipsul Deraisi. It will only involve Ipsul Rabban. So in Mele, that means that to be Machmi in regard to Tzchilosh in Mikeres is a very, very big one. Now, when the Mikre was in Pulaski, so I spent a lot of time, I mean, days and nights was then, because something was the matter. There was something faulty with the construction of the mikveh, the outset, because every week, so we had to crawl and the hands and the, because in order to get into the mikveh, there was a very small hole, so we had to, I mean, it was mamish, sakonis nefoshes, almost sakonis nefoshes. If I hadn't been careful, it was a sakoni. I mean, you could get killed. I mean, there was a lot of work was spent, and because the construction was faulty. Fortunately, the construction of this mikveh was not faulty, and I mean, we don't have any problems with schiller. But so it's this mikveh in Chicago, but in most mikvehs in the United States, I know even New York, there is a schiller in the carriers. And no matter how many times some rabbonim will say, no, there is no schiloshim mikeres, it's not so. 90% of the mikvois have schiloshim mikeres. 90%. I suppose that the mikveh in Chicago here is one of the few mikvois in America who fortunately does not have even schiloshim mikeres.
So. November 29th, 1981, Gimel Kislev Hashem Tov Shem Mem Beis.
Okay, now here it goes. Kol amur ev l'mikve ki mikve. Chuvi amoro visit ki amoro. Madu behem ki moshe. So in other words, we see from this Mishnah that even though the halacha is that in order to be me'arev the kvois, we need a shveres and eid connection, so that's only in the case where there is a wall interposed between one mikveh and the other. And there is a wall, so then the two mikvahs, the mikveh on this side of the wall, and the mikveh on this side of the wall, cannot be connected together into one mikveh unless there is a nekev shveres aniv. Because there is a wall that is chetzit between them. But where there is no wall, and just an equal level ground, so we have mayim here, and we have mayim here, so then, even if in between there is a mashuv, water, that connects them, so it's also mayim. Only when there is a keser, so then we require that there should be a shveres aneiv, naked. But if there is no keser, and it's an even level ground, so then, so madlo ben kmoshe kol amur ev mikve ki mikve chure amor uzit ki amor madlo ben kmoshe. Suppose, let's say, sometimes in mikve you have certain cavities in the mikve, and there is no shveres aneiv between the rest of the mikve and the cavity, but there is continuity of water all over, mashu, but less than shveres aneiv. So it's also mechubar and biurah. And suppose you take and you drop a needle in that little cavity. In that little cavity. So then, okay. So if you have, let's say, a little cavity here, and you drop a needle in that little cavity, even though between the water here and the water here, there is less than Shneiras Amayim, just a marshal continuity of water. So it's mechuber and mura. This is what the Mishnah said. For amura the mikve ki mikve. Chure amor, visit ke amor. If you have holes in the cave, or you have cracks in the cave. Madur et boshem. Of course it's impossible to be table a person, a human being, in that crack. But a needle you can be table. But a needle also requires mechol apokas and rabonon. Memso, and sometimes in that crack there is not even a levis. It's a small crack, a small hole. So, since there is continuity of water between the crack, between the hole, the cavity, and the rest of the mikveh, even though it's less than Shneiras Amayim, so it's mechuber and mura. Ukas amor. So, a mabilim bo Elohim keeps in the kuvah ki Shneiras Amayim. In other words, so if it is a real gumo, a real cavity, and that it stands separate, you see, sometimes you have a crack, you have a little hole, that doesn't stand separate. Certain times, you know, it is not completely mured with the rest of the mikveh, but certain times it's completely mured. So then the halacha is that even those times when it's not completely mured, if there is a mashu connection, so then it becomes mured already. But suppose it's a real cavity that always stands by itself, a few tvachim deep, in that always stands by itself. So then, since it always stands by itself, and it's of a different level, so then we require a connection to Shneiras Amayim. So ukas amor gumo shemishule amikvo emimeo nechshev emimei amikvo shel mayo men liz kshei ve mitvo ben elim ki yeish b'neim ki Shneiras Amayim lechav. So then, since it is already it stays by itself, so in order to be mechuber to the rest of the mikveh, we require Shneiras Amayim connection. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Ibisai is man shema medes atzmo, avu medes atzmo mabil in bokeh moshi. So Rabbi Yehuda explains it. When is the gumo considered as an independent gumo? You know, certain gumos, so are not considered independent gumos, and certain gumos are considered independent gumos. If it is an independent gumo, so then it's like it requires the same kind of connection as a naked in a wall, because then it's considered like a separate thing. But if it's not an independent gumo, so then even a mashu connection is mechaberet to the mikveh. So what is the criterion whereby we determine as to whether it's an independent gumo or not? The Avisai is man shima meresatz, if it can maintain its existence by itself. Avo ima meresatzmo, matbili mi kilo shehu. In other words, if, let's say, the K-cell that is mafsik, the gumo, is so weak that the moment somebody is madbir himself in that gumo, so the whole gag, hauko, full collapses, that means it's not an independent gumo. When is it considered like a separate thing, a separate reshus? Only if it can maintain its existence. All times, even when a person or a kele is immersed in it, it still maintains its identity. But suppose it cannot maintain its identity, its independent existence, in face of a person or a kele being immersed in the Gomo, so then it means he doesn't have any independent existence. So it's like a little crack adjacent to the mikveh. So even in Mashu, he's the Chav. Amisad, 1 second, please, let me finish it. Om Rabbi Amisad, is man shima beresatzim. Abu minima beresatzim, omad bil mikonoshehu. Now let's go over the Rav. Kol amur of kore amur of kore shibitzich ha-mikro. Umishem sherev pili shalohem bin Moris. Kol olim mikrimo, kimoshe, abu fishin ikumim kishverazanei. Ukas amoro, kumoshe bishore ha-mikro. Emimeo nechshob imimei ma-mikro, shalom ma'alom hem liyiz kshelem litru ben. Elo in kinyesh vinehem kishverazanei lechabon. Omar Rabbi Yudah Emisai, ribo Rabbi Yudah Lachlik, elo lefokosh. Bizman shim abedes esatzim. Kishepo litru biyukum. In other words, if the Uko is a big heaven, if the Uko is so big and so firm that it maintains its own independent existence, so even though somebody is stable himself in the Uko, or when the Kele is immersed in the Uko, Ho Iko ima medeset atzma, vein agad maps, hamapsi, vein ha-beiro nefo melo. So there, it's considered like a separate thing, like two mikvahs with a case of being maxing in there. So we have to have a shvaras anei connection. Abo minim amerizes atzmo, who we show shebo litveil, nefil gabo uko shi tachtis amikvo, umisal bimene amoro bimeo uko, madbilim be, kemoishi, vakirei bineke shvaras anei. Now the next mission. Gwishu umoli keil, vidvilo, harei mutayim, Now the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Chof Beis explains this mission. In other words, there are two situations. There is one situation when you have a dli that is itself tamei, and that itself requires tefillin in the mikveh. And then, and you have many mikvehs, let's say many small kelim that are also tamei. So then you don't, let's say, 50 needles in a gli that itself requires tefillah, and you immerse the gli with the 50 needles in it, in the mikveh. That's one situation. The other situation is the gli itself is not tamei, but only the needles are tamei. So the Mishnah, the Chureish of the Mishnah, is referenced in the case where the gli itself requires tefillah. Gli shum molekeli. Even though the tree has a very narrow mouth, let's say the mouth of the tree is just like this, very narrow mouth, open, and then he drops a number of needles into the tree, and then he immerses the tree with the narrow mouth and all the needles in it, in the mikveh. So then the tefillah is eileh for the dli, and the tefillah is eileh for the needles, even though the mouth of the bottle or the dli is very narrow. Less is very narrow. That's one situation. So this is the ratio. We wait about, but suppose the dli does not require tefillah. The dli does not require tefillah. Or even if it does require tefillah, but he's not able to dli now. He's not able to dli now. In other words, part of the dli will still remain above the level of water. Let's say he'll put it like this. So, and the level of water will be up to here. In other words, if he might have, if the dli itself is not, does not have to be nitval, or even if it has to be nitval, but it's not nitval, it's not completely immersed in the mikveh. So then, but enough water goes in into the dli, through the mouth of the dli, and to overtake, to cover all the needles with water. So then, in a manu robin, actually robin shvaratari. So when can the tefillah? When can the tefillah be able for the needles in the dli if the dli itself is not tamei? Only if the mouth is Ishvara Zaleh. So there, we have the aloha of Yerub Mikvois. We have the aloha of Yerub Mikvois. Kishvara Zaleh. Now, we discussed in the case now, let's say there is the shita of the shita of the Rashi is that if, let's say, you put the kelet that is tosh adjacent to the mikveh, and then you dump, and then you are tevil and odom, let's say tinig and odom or a kele in the kele, inside the kele, and there is a shveras, a main connection between the water and the mikveh, the water and the yam, and the water in the kele, according to the Rash, the tefillin is eved, because he was before shveras aleid. So it's considered as if he had been tevil in the yam. When do we say that water that fills up the shakes, so cannot be retired, the kele or an odom, and it becomes shol? So even after it comes out from the shakes, it's still possible, unless a shoki is affected, only when the shaker, the kele, is installed. So then there is a special zeder. But so then it's mochomo. But if it's not installed in the kala, cannot. There's the sheet of the Rash. The sheet of the Rosh is that with Rabono, so mayim shebzichatliya mufke of iru with the mayim shebzichatliya. With Rabono, but not with Raisa. And then the Tzemach Tzedek says that according to the Raisa, the Tzemach Tzedek says, even according to the Rambam, so not only mid Rabono it's mufke, but it's mufke mid Raisa. It's mufke mid Raisa. So that means that according to many Meshem, mayim shebzichatliya are mufke of iru with the mayim shebzichatliya. Mayim shebzichatliya. So then it's not mufke. But if there is no hole in the kele that is mafkia v'shem kele, so then, except according to the Rosh, the Rash, and the Rashbo, so according to the Rosh, and the Haimel, and the Rambam, so mayim shebzich hakuil kele, a mufke, of you with the mayim shebzich hakuil. So, according to the Rosh, it's in Rabbanon, according to the Raimah, it's in Raize, according to the Tzemach Tzedek, the Rambam Shit is also like. Because Rav Chaim, I say according to the Tzemach Tzedek, because Rav Chaim assumes in the Rambam that the Rambam Shit is like the Rash, that it's not in Mufkim in Rabbanon, but the Tzemach Tzedek says on the contrary, that the Rambam Shit is like the Raimah, that Mayim Shibzich Akele are Mufkim of Iruf with the Mayim Shebzichan. Now, in this case, here the Mishnah discusses two situations. Gli Shumolikim Vibriwa Mayim Teir. If the Gli itself requires Teir, the Goitobal in a Mayim Rodin, actually, the Rodin is Shvara Zaleh.
Toy.
שלאוי האקוי יחיד שצורך להת אבל אם צורך להת מיגד ניסאו כתפילה ליגובי שפוי ניתאי עשיך יאו במים מנכנוסים דרך פי דיחמור דיחתומוסי כאין תערוסי סאו כנאי את נאמה תפילה ליגובי שבשיך דתנן כאין שבילים כאין ודבילו הרלתם ומתום על מים המרובים עד שיהיו מרובים כשבר הסנת so that is a sleep here on this Gemara that Chobbeis and Chagige he explains this Gemara which is really the pshat in this Mishnah why is there a difference between the keli where the keli itself requires tefillah so there we don't need that the mouth of the keli should be kishver sanei white and where the keli itself does not require tefillah so then the tefillah for the needles can be only ele if there is a shver sanei in the mouth of the keli, so he said as follows: if the tefillah do itself requires tefillah, and the yeast stay there, so then you cannot say that the water that enters the tefillah inside, even though it's not continually, so you cannot say that the water that enters the into the tefillah of the keli show. How can you say show? In other words, when you are taking a keli. And if the kli has a teich, in the kli has a teich, so mele, in order that the tefillah should be mele for the kli, so mayim must not only overtake the outside of the kli, but mayim must fill up the teich of the kli. Otherwise, a tefillah is not mele. If you have a bucket that is stolen, and you want to be mud with that bucket, so mele, so you have to put it in the mikveh in such a way that the whole teich, the whole inside of the keli will be filled up with water. So the mele, since al kedim, the water has to fill up the teich of the keli. So you cannot say that the water inside the keli is shol. How is it shol? That's the mikveh. It has to fill up. So since it's not shol, so the mele even without a Shvirasanei connection. It's considered to be Mechuber and Murev with the water in the Mikveh, because that's the Aloche. One wouldn't say that a Kele that has a narrow mouth cannot be Nidbal. No one would say that. Why? So it still can be Nidbal. And the water of the Mikveh has to fill up the whole Kele. Has to fill up the keli. As a matter of fact, let's say, if the mouth of the keli is very, very narrow, so sometimes, in order to realize a good tefillah on the keli, you must leave the keli for some time. Because if you just immerse it in the mikveh for 1 second, and then you immediately take out, so you will not be able to fill up the teich of the keli completely with water. So even without, so when water of the mikveh fills up the whole tank of the keli, so even without the mikshuver sanit connection, it's considered mechuber and yurev to the meya mikveh because the water of the that fills up the tank of the keli is certainly not shown. It has to fill up the tank of the keli. So if it would be shown, so no tefillah could be realized. And the keli that has a teich, and if the mouth of the keli is less than a sanei, so mele, since it's not chov and it's considered mechuber in respect to the tefillah of the outside keli, so it's considered mechuber and miurev in respect to the needles, the 50 needles that are dumped into the keli. Mashen keli in the keli itself does not, the outside keli itself does not require. The outside keli itself does not require. Does not require tefillah. So the mele, any water that comes in into the keli is considered chol. So how can it be male tefillah for the needles inside? It's immersed. It might show me. This is how it is said in Chagiga that Chobei explained this mission. Now the Rashi in Perikhes of Taras. Mishnah Tes, as far as the Rashi and our Mishnah is concerned, so it's not clear. So there are some basically who try to explain the Rashi in a special way. But the Rashi in Perikhes Mishnah Tes So it's explicit that has another pshat, but we'll soon see when we go over the Rash. So when the Rash mentions it, certain sector, so we'll see how the Rash explains it. Now Mishnah, Hasidu Batim Hashem Yam, in my billing bueno, kino yulikum in kish velasanei, Reb Yudei meyav lichligot rabot rochim, ubikot nuru bei. Now we already discussed that Mishnah at great length, because we saw that the Rosh says that Hasidu Batim Hashem Yam, in my billing yam, kino yulikum in kish velasanei, so has reference to the case where it's of al gabo. But if it is not of al gabo, so then you cannot be mad on it, even though it's the kubik shverasaneiv. So we saw that according to the Rosh, when the Mishnah says on the kubik shverasaneiv, it doesn't mean that kei neked in the shalayim or very low in the wall of the sinan table. Even if the neked kishishveras aneit happens to be very high in the wall of the table, so it wouldn't be mafkia b'shem kerem, because beneath the neked it could be filled up, it would still contain mem sor. So even in such a case, so the Mishnah says imo yibikumi kishveras aneit. In other words, let's say this is the table, and suppose there is a neked kishveras aneit here, very high up, or even in the mouth, there is an opening shvarasanim, because it doesn't make any difference whether there is a nekev mamish in the wall, very high up in the wall of the table, so, beneath which mem tzor could be contained, or the nekev consists in the covering in the mouth of the table. As long as there is a shvarasanim connection, so then the tefillah is eilei for the person or the kelim that are immersed in the water inside the table. So the Rosh said, so the question is, but according to the Rosh, mid rabbonon. So mayim shemzeicha kriya mufke oviru with mayim shemzeicha mikve shemzeicha yam. So the Rosh applies this mishnah to the case where it's of al gabo. Now if it's of al gabo, so then we have actual yom. So then with Rabbonon, the tefillah is a good tefillah. But if it's not of al gabo, there is just, let's say, suppose there is a neked shveras aneit very high in the wall, and beneath that neked, so the table could contain even mem tzor. But there is a neked above that, there is a neked shveras aneit, and the mayim of the yam does not float above, is not of al gabo. So there is no actual yom. But still, even though there is no actual ill, if it's of al gabo, so then there is actual ill. Not just constructive ill, the din of ill. But if it's not of al gabo, but the mind goes in through the shveras aneid, high in the wall of the table, so then the tefillah for anyone who immerses himself or immerses a kelim inside the table, the tefillah will not be like. Why? Because neither rabbono, mayim shebiseich hakli, with mayim shebiseich hamikve, shebiseich hayam. So here too, with rabbono to not be like. And according to the Raive, so even with the Raise, it will not be able. Even with the Raise, it will not be able. In other words, and from the Raive, it's mashma that nikuvi kishveras aneid means. Nikuvik Shveras Aneid means that it is a nekev in the Shalayim, where it's Matkia, the Halishim Prinkimu, from the Siddur table in the Shalayim. But so then there is Alochas, it doesn't have the Halishim Prinkimu, so there is a Dino Vilu on the Shveras Aneid. Masheike, if let's say it will be very high in the wall, and beneath that, there is, if the neket will be very high in the wall, but, and beneath the neket, the table could contain mem tzor, so then, since it still has shem kelim, it's shem kelim, so maybe it could be taken inside the table, according to the right. All right. Now, Rabbi Yehuda may have the legal labor, walking with the cotton will be got. If Hoyo Sakui Kupo Madun, man, Timoshe, the Shamayim Morovi, but if let's say it is a Sakui Kupo, and he puts in Kale in the sack, so it has pores, and the old water goes in, so the Mele, so they, so Mele, the Tefillah is Ele. The Tefillah is Ele. Now, why is the Tefillah Ele? If he put the Kale in his sack or in the kupo that has many, many poles. So there are two shot. The Rabia, the Mordechai mentions in the name of the Rabia that the reason as to why the Imhoyo Sakri Kupo, so Mad Birin Ben, Kemoshe, because even though each pole is much less than Shvai Sarei, but since the mikveh has many so, that's the shita of the Rabbiot. So there is still, in other words, if you have in the Kale, the shita of the Rabbiot is, the shita of the Rabbiot is, now, suppose you are Madbir, you put a number of needles in the Kale. Now, if the Kale has one big hole, Kishvara Sarei, then the Tefillah is there. But suppose it doesn't have one big hole, Kishvara Sarei, it has four small holes. And each small hole, each small neker, is one fourth of Shvara Sarei. But only in total, they add up to Shvara Sarei, so there is seal. So there is seal. I discussed that Rabbiot. The Rabbiot says that if, let's say, you have, let's say, a mikveh, you have a mikveh, let's say, you have a mikveh of, you have a mikveh of 20 so here, and 40 so here, and 40 so here, and then you have a wall, and then you have two nikob, one nekef in Kishvara Sarei, and another nekef in the wall, Kishvara Sarei. You don't have one big nekef. So since one mikveh, we discussed that, Rabbiot, since one mikveh is, has memso, and the other mikveh has only chopso, so here we don't have to resort to you in order to be machshir that this mikveh for tefillah, so that one could be taken in this mikveh that has only 20. So we don't have to resort to you, but we only have to resort to chiyu, because there are two separate concepts. I mean, there is a concept of you, and there is a concept of chiyu. You means that it's commingled together; it's intermingled. In other words, that the water here is considered to be here, and the water here is considered to be here, in the same way as you have a mikveh. So let's say, suppose a person is taking himself in one corner of the mikveh, and that one corner of the mikveh where the person immerses his body has only tensor, is a short person. So still the thrill is a good thrill, but you ask, after all, he has to be taking himself in 40 so. So the answer is, since they are mirrored together, so the water in that corner is considered to be here, and the water in this corner is considered to be there. So when a person immerses himself in one little corner, al-Pedin, it's considered that he immersed himself in all the water, through the halacha of Yiruv. So Yiruv means that it's intermingled. It's intermingled, that the water here is considered to be there, and the water there is considered to be here. So that's Yiruv. Chivo means it's connected. Now, so if both mikvois have 20 so, so then in order to be tevei in each mikveh, we have to affect a din of Yiruv. Because if you don't affect a din of Yiruv, how could you be tevei in each mikveh? You are tevei, the one who is tevei only 20 so. But if you affect a din of Yiruv, so that means the water here is there, and the water there is here. So if somebody is stable himself here, so he's stable in himself. If somebody is stable himself here, he's stable here and there. So the male is stable in himself. But suppose you only have chibur, so then it's not enough. But if one mikveh is memsah and the other mikveh is 20, so the male there is aloche kolam chubal mikveh. if something is attached to a mikveh, is connected to the chulat of mikveh, so it has a din of a mikveh. Olam chulat of a mikveh is mikveh. So the mele, since olam chulat of a mikveh is mikveh, so all we have to resort to is a din of chibur. So the shita of the rabbi is like this. Now, Shiferes Hameid is needed, not the way Reb Chaim says in the Rambam Shita. Chaim says in the Rambam Shita that in order to affect Iru, we must have Shiferes Hameid connection. In order to affect Chibur, we don't require Shiferes Hameid connection. Even Tefeyach Latfiach would be enough, as long as we have continuity of water, so it will be enough. This is what Reb Chaim says. This is what Reb Chaim says in the Rambam. He doesn't say it in the other Rishim. The Shita of the Rabbi is that while Chibur and Iruv are two separate concepts, each one requires Ishvara Zameit. In other words, of course, if there is no case on interpose, so even a Mashur is the Chaber of Garen. But if there is a case of interpose, and there is a nekev, so then it's necessary to have the nekev shveres aneid in order to affect Iruv, and even to affect Chibur, it's necessary to have a nekev shveres aneid, according to Rav Yochanan. But there is one difference. Insofar as Chibur is concerned, so you can be mitzarif to small mikovim also to a shveres aneid nekev. But insofar as Iruv is concerned, there cannot be a mitzvah. You must have one single nekev shvarazanit. So the mele, the Rabbi says as follows. If you have two mikveis, each mikveh has chopso, and then you have a nekev shvarazanit, one single nekev shvarazanit, so that's mechaber and miare, both mikveis. So the mele, one can be taken in each, on each side of the case. But suppose you have two small mikvah, each nekev being half a mishvah as an eighth, so then, and each mikvah is only chopso, so it will not be miyari. There is no tzil for the purpose of Iruv. But if you have one mikvah as memso, and this mikvah is chopso, so then in order to be able to be taken in this mikvah, all you need is to affect chibur. So, as far as Shveres Aneid is capable of affecting Chibur, so there is still also. So there is still also. That's Rav Yoshi. Now, so, Mimele, the Rav Yoshi says, if you have, let's say, a mikveh of Memsoch, if you have a mikveh of Memsoch, and then you put a sack, in that sack you dump a number of cake. So the sack has many pores, maybe has 100 pores or maybe 500 pores, but each pore by itself is very tiny, but in total they add up to Ishveres Aneid. So here all we need is that the water that enters into the sack through this tiny pores should be considered mechupah to the miyamike. Once the water that fills up the sack is considered the chuba to the mea mikveh, so kolam chuba me mikveh ki mikveh. So mele the tefillah is ele for all the kelim that are dumped into the sack. This is the pshat in the mikveh. Imo yisako yikupo madbil nekemoshe mitne shamay merot. Why? But in order that the water should be considered mechuba, so then we need the nekev shveres aneid, and here we have 100 tiny mikovim pores in the sack, but not one big nekev shveres aneid. The answer is, since the mikveh in its entirety has memso and water memso, so the mele, all we need is that the water in the mikveh the water that fills up the sack, that enters the sack through the pores in the sack, should be considered mechuba to the mea mikveh. Once it is mechuba to the mea mikveh, so any tefillah in that water is like a tefillah in the mikveh itself. This is the Rabbi Yosef Shach. The Chacham Tzvi in the Tshuva Mem, he says he is chilek on the Rabbi Yosef Shach, and the Chacham Tzvi says that there is no chibur al deitziluf. There isn't even chibur. Not only al deitziluf, we couldn't affect yiruf. We couldn't even affect chibur. So, but the reason as to why the Mishnah says in Olesako Ikupo Mabil Menkemoshe Miklishamay Mirovi, in other words, because here we build in a case where he fills up the sack with many cave, and then he dumps the whole sack in the water, and the water of the Mikle is so far gago. So then we have actual Mirovi, not indeed Mirovi. So it's analogous, it's similar to the Lomdes of the Rosh in Migal to Kele. The Rosh is that with Rabbono, Mayim Shebzichat Kli, Amuf Keov Yiruv, with the Mayim Deyam. So, how does it explain this in the Mishnah, Asilu Akeva Shebeyam, in Madrim, in Kenohim, in Kubin, Kishvel Chanei? So the Rosh says that this has reference to the case, this has reference to the case where it's of Al-Gabo. So then, how do you explain it? Mayim Shebzich Hakli Amuf Keoviru, of the Din of Yiru, but if there is actual Yiru, then Mayim Shebzich Hakli Amuf Mufke. So here, when does the Mishnah say Moyosako Ikupo Madbil Mikmoshe, even though the mouth of the sack is not Kishvara Samei? So when is the Tfile? If the Tfile, if the Mayim is so far Gabo over the mouth of the sack, so then there is actual yiruv. That's why the tefillah is a good tefillah. But suppose he will, the top of the sack will be above the level of the yam of the mikveh, but still through the pores on the side of the sack. So water will penetrate into the tail of the sack. Then according to the rabbio, the tefillah will be eile. According to the Chacham Tzvi in Tshuva Mem, the tefillah will not be. Hoyo nisuni tachas atzina. Einem peiseh es hamikve, elo madbili neison, umayli neison kidam. Now let's see the, we didn't even learn the Rav and all these Mishnahs. All right. Starting with Mishnah Beis. We went over the Rav, Mishnah Beis. והדבילו נערי ותארי ואפילו כי אדלי רוחת משבר הסמי וכדי שאדלי עצמי טוב לביצור חתבילה ומידי דיסאו ולתבילו לגלי יסאו קולינם ומה שבסי יחי ואם לטוב על גסי כלימה ומדלי טוי הפני מדבילה שיצור לכתבילה עד שמרוב עם כשבר הסמי אלא כן שבסי חתבילה עד שיהיה בפי אדלי כשבר הסמי כשבר הסמי. Now, in the case where the dli itself, the outside, the dli achitzen, the dli, is toy here, it doesn't require tvile, so then we have to resort to the regular aloha of it, which way shver has a name. So the mele, again, it will be told in machlekes v'sheni, according to the Rosh. So if the dli is toy here, even if the mouth of the dli is shver has a name, but the tvile will not be able for the needles, inside the dli, unless it's of Al-Gabba. According to the Rash, even if it's not of Al-Gabba. According to the Rosh, only if it's of Al-Gabba. Mashiach in the case when the dli itself is tamei, and requires tvile, so then of course it doesn't have to be of Al-Gabba, and then the mouth does not have to have Shiver Sanei. Boseh Esri, did I skip any Mishnayos?
No.
I skipped, because I learned Mishnah. Why didn't you remind me that I skipped Mishnah Gimel?
I thought you were making it.
Okay, all right, anyway. All right. So now we have to learn Mishnah Gimel. Shleisha Mikveis Bozeh Chopso. U Bozeh Chopso. Mayim Shuv. והשוצ'ו ונצר ויורדו שלישו וטוב לו בהם וניסר בו המקווי הסתיר והתאים מנתאר In other words, suppose you have three mikvahs. You have three mikvahs. One mikveh, another mikveh, and another mikveh. Now each mikveh has just chopsah. This mikveh has chopsah. This mikveh has chopsah. And one is shol. And the shol is natat. This mikveh is the shol. So then, three people, three persons, individuals, went into the mikveh and they immersed themselves. Now, so as a result of the buoyant force exerted by the individuals who immersed themselves in the mikveh, so some of water from each mikveh joined with water of the other mikveh. So melee hamikvois teirim v'ateivim teirim. Because what is the problem? What is the problem with this mikveh? The problem with this mikveh is each other. What is the problem with the two other mikvehs? They don't have them so. Now there is halacha v'ashokim. So there is halacha v'ashokim. Now, and here, there is no wall. There is no wall. It's so that we learn in Mishnah Aleph. In other words, kol amurav l'mikveh k'mikveh chore amor, sitke amor, magbil mikmoshe. In other words, when do we require shiveres aneid connection in order to affect chibur and yirud? That is only if there is a wall interposed and there is an eke. So then the chibur and yirud cannot be affected unless there is shiveres aneid, man connected. But if there is no wall, it's an even level ground, one adjacent to the other, that's like Chure Amor or Misitki Amor, or like Enukas Amor, that is in the Mamedes Esatzmo. So then, in Mashu connection, affects Hashokim, Chibur and Niro, everything together. Now here, the three mikvahs, there is no wall separating, just three mikvahs, each mikvah by itself has 20 saw, and one is adjacent to the other, so the melee by mashu connection, a mashu of water being buoyed up from this mikveh as a result of a certain individual immersing himself and joining the mashu of water that is buoyed up by the second person who immerses himself in this mikveh, and the third person joining and then there is a mash of water that is buoyed up in this mikveh with the mash of water that is buoyed up by the individual who immerses himself in the third mikveh. So all the three mikvehs are connected together. So the melee, first of all, so it's considered all the mikvehs. So first of all, the chaleishem show of this mikveh is poka to Ashoke, because the here to form Mayim Shuvim in this mikveh are connected with the water in this mikveh, but it has to be connected to the mikveh of Memsor. Now, you will say, but the water, the here to form Mayim Shuvim in this mikveh are connected to Chopso. The answer is, but there is a joining of the water from this mikveh with water from this mikveh. So together it has Memsor. As a result of the water being buoyed up by one second, please. As a result of the water being buoyed up by the immersion of the individuals in the mikvahs, so the melee, these two mikvahs become one, and then the water in this mikvah is joined to the water in this mikvah, and the two waters are one. So the melee, that means that the total Memso of these two mikvahs are mushek, are joined to the heretofore Mayim Shuvim of this mikveh. So mele Hashoki is affected. This is what he says. Shlisha mikvahs, Vazechopso, Uvazechopso, Mayim Shuvim, Vashov Natsar, Vyodu Shlisha Mikovluben, Vinisavu, Hamikvahs Teirim, Vatim Teirim. Now let's see the Rav. But 1 second, please let me finish. Why should you interrupt me? I didn't explain the Mishnah fully. Possess, Mubazes, Mayim Chain, who wish Lishi Esmi saw Mayim Shuvim, ויתוקו ונסערו על נטרלוסם צופו המים ויסיקו ונסחב בשלוש קונסו בזו המקווה יסתהר אפילו השור שהשני הקשירים נסערים יחד ויש כאן שיום מקווה בו ימצוא מים צ'ירה וכשנסחב עליהם השור שמיים צופים על דבריהם מחמס הפגן הוכשרו מימו ונטרלהם הוי יושור הוי יושור באמצע הוי השור באמצע but suppose the shooting is the middle one and these are the inam shuvim. So then you cannot tell here if the inam shuvim are adjacent to each other, so the two together once water from this mikveh is boiled up and joins the water that is boiled up from the tefillah in this mikveh, and these are inam shuvim, so in total it's memso. So the mele you already have a memso mikveh, and the water here is also joined to this combined mikveh of memso. So Ashok is affected, but if the show is in the middle, so you don't have a memso. Even after the three individuals enter the three mikvahs, you don't have a combined mikveh of memso and shomim. So how can Ashok be affected? And here to form my shomim of how can Ashok be affected and here to form my shomim of this mikveh? Because in order to affect Hashoke and this mikveh, so this mikveh and this mikveh have to unite. But this mikveh and this mikveh cannot unite because the Maimshumi mikveh is interposed, intervenes. So the Mele, Hoya Hashoke Benza, Yod Shlesh Mikotu Ben, Nisavu, Hamikvoi Iske Moishahoy. So the Mele the same way, in other words. They are taking Moishoy, in other words, the heretofore show remain show, and the heretofore Enum Shuvi also remain Enum Shuvi. But you cannot be tevil in this mikveh and that mikveh. Why? Because this mikveh has 20 saw, and this mikveh has 20 saw. And even though, as a result of the immersion of a person in this mikveh, the person in this mikveh, which is shown, so some water that was buoyed up from this mikveh joined some water that was buoyed up by the immersion in this mikveh, but this mikveh is shown. So you didn't have a mikveh of memso in shuvi combined, you know, affected. So the here to form mikveh show remain show. The here to form mikveh in shuvim remain in shuvim. But no one can be tabled in this mikveh, nor can anyone be tabled in this mikveh. But suppose then it started to rain, and 20 saw rained into this mikveh, and 20 saw rained into this mikveh. So there, one can be tabled in this mikveh, and one can be tabled in this mikveh. So he said, "Hol Hashom Ben Sadio Mishlei Shemitaku Ben Nisavu Hamikvois Moishoyu VeAtemi Kimoishoyu." Now let's see the Rav. Vozeh Eschilu Beresle Ma'im Sheu Mishli Sheshem So Ma'im Sheu Mitavu Nisavu Al Tfilosem Sofa Ma'im VeYisiku VeNischabu VeShloshtem Zobezu Hamikvois Teir Matu Hashom Shal Shnei Akshirim That Are Adjacent to Each Other Nisavu Yachad VeJoin. V'yeish kan shiyo mikvah boim somayim shirim. Once the two mikvahs, these two mikvahs in them should join, so they constitute that one mikvah memso. And they join this mikvah of show, the yotikvah show. So the yotikvah show also becomes a mikvah shirim. So, וכשם ישחבר להם השום שמיים צופים על גבי מחמס הטבעים וכשורים הם המוצבים הוי משום באמצע מחמס השום מפסיק בין שניים החיצים הקשירים הקשירים סעבו זה עם זה והמקווי סבוי שוי ושקשירים שיר להכניס עליהם להשרים ממשו קשירים והשוי הוא אין כושר להכניס עליהם ואף עוד כפי שמרים מהשום מסעבו מכל אחד ואין מפסיק להכניס עליהם. The question is as a result of three individuals entering the three mikvahs, so each from each mikveh, a certain quantity of water was poured out and joined and commingled with the water that was poured out from the other mikveh. So in the melee, this mikveh has shul, and a little bit of water, a little bit of water. Now it depends how much, but if it's a bulky person, so it is very likely that a Gimelugi Mayim was boiled up from the Shuvi and commingled with the mikveh or the water in the mikveh here. And also Gimelugi was boiled up and transferred to the mikveh here. So each adjacent mikveh so has Gimelugim surely, so it should pass in this mikveh, should pass in that mikveh. It depending upon the quantity of displacement of water, but if he's a very bulky, heavy person, so it's very likely that as a result of one person immersing himself in the middle mikveh, which he showed, so Gimelugim were displaced into this mikveh, thereby passing in this mikveh, and Gimelugim was displaced into that mikveh. So in other words, so why does the Mishnah say, Holy Ashol Be'emtzah, the Yom B'Shlech Shemitokuven, V'nisavu, Ha'mikveh Kmo Shehodim, in other words, they do not become possible. The mikveh here and the mikveh here are still potentially mikveh scales. All we need is that it should start raining, and Chofso should raining. No, even if Chofso does raining, it should become possible as a result of the buoying of the displacement of water from the middle mikveh into the two adjacent mikvahs. So it's possible that each adjacent mikveh had Gimelugim this from the middle mikveh displaced into it. So it should pass on the whole mikveh. So then we should resort to the whole method. That we learned in the Mishneh, in other words, we have to displace the original quantity of water plus, in other words, 20. So we should, even when it starts raining, we should have to empty out 20 plus so of water. So why does the Mishneh say, so that this is the kash, this is what bothers all the Rishim. So the Rav says, and the same thing, I mean, it's mentioned by the Rash and the Rosh. So he says, even if we know that the quantity of displaced water from the middle mikveh to each adjacent mikveh was given so or more, so even in that case, the adjacent mikveh will not become possible. Why? Now there is a machlekes. Maybe there is a machlekes in the Gemara. Maybe there is no machlekes. We went over the whole Indian, I mean, with all the shittings of the shame. But according to many of the shame, there is a machlekes. But anyway, we pass that Hamshocha bin Yute is effective. Hamshocha bin Yute is effective. Now, it is obvious that as a result of the boiling of the water, so less than Memso could have been the maximum that was displaced. It's possible that Gimelugim was displaced from the middle mikveh to each adjacent mikveh, but only Gimelugim, but not 20 and so on. So since less than 20 so is the maximum that possibly could have been displaced from the middle mikveh into each one of the adjacent mikvehs, some melee, and even that Gimelugim that was displaced, Gimelugim should have got displaced, so how did it come into the adjacent place? From Shochet, not directly. It's from Shochet. So melee, Ham Shochet bin Yute, when the rov is not Joel and not Nimshach, so then he certainly partially passed. only the Shem passes. So here, assuming that Gimel Lugin was displaced from the middle mikveh to each adjacent mikveh, but it was displaced from Amshochet. Displacement itself involves Amshochet. What does Amshochet mean? If you don't dump the water directly, but you dump it on the shore, and then it comes in. Now you can ask a question, according to the sheet of the Mordechai, oh, that's a question. According to the sheet of the Mordechai, so there are more pastors like that, Chite. So in order to have Amshochet, you must dump the water at least give it him away from the shore. But if it's too trochim away, now here, it's possible that the person who immersed himself, let's say, in the middle mikveh, was standing mamish at the border of the middle mikveh and the adjacent mikvahs. So melee, there was no amshochet, because there has to be amshochet and dimutvachet. So the answer is, it's not a halohe that amshochet has to take place davke dimutvachet. It only means, according to the Mordechai, if you don't be a dali, let's say here is my shem, here is the mikveh, and let's say here is the mikveh, and I know that man is near the border, so that it doesn't have the shem of Hamshochet. Hamshochet means it didn't come in directly. So if you don't get it walking away, and then it glides and flows into the mikveh, so it didn't come into the mikveh directly, but indirectly. But if you don't put mamish near the border of the mikveh, so then it's considered as indirectly the mamish shouldn't came to the mikveh. So that's only when you don't put your diet within less than the mutvachim away from the mikveh. So it's considered that directly you don't put in the mikveh. But here, he doesn't dump any water to your diet. It's only because of the law in physics, when a person immerses himself in water, so there is a certain quantity of displacement that is void up. But he doesn't, if he would keep up with his hands, he would pick up water, gibologi, and then dump them at the borderline. Then it would flow into the adjacent mikveh, so it wouldn't be considered amshochet. But it doesn't do anything with your dying. It's by itself it happens, because that's a law of nature. So in other words, that there is a certain displacement, a certain quantity of water that is displaced by body in water. So even though it's done, the displacement takes place near the borderline between the middle mikveh and the adjacent mikveh, but that's not a direct dump. If you do it, you're dying. When does the Mordechai say that it has to be done three tvachim away, at least three tvachim away, when it's done, you're dying? But here, nothing is done, you're dying. He doesn't lift up any water and dump them at the border. It's done by itself. It's done by itself because it's a law of nature. So the melee, it's considered as indirect. And since it is indirect, so it doesn't matter that it's done within less than Gimutvachim. Now, the next mission.